No, I'll give you three reasons why the proofs of prophethood discussion is a topic for absolutely everyone. The first of them is that every last believer, no matter how strong their belief may be, no matter how solid their convictions are, should forever be concerned with the quality of their faith and never assume that it will remain at safer heights. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam was seeking greater certainty, and we read about this in the Quran. And so to assume that the fortitude of our faith is and will remain forever capable of encountering whatever may challenge it in the future is a false sense of security, as our Islam teaches us. And so learning, or in this case, relearning, is absolutely essential to keep our fortresses intact. The second reason is that when doubts do come, so many people get riddled with trying to find intellectual responses to these doubts or specific answers to these misconceptions. And as a result of that, they inevitably fall into having their faith weaken because it has now become dependent on having a retail specific answer to every last doubt that could ever be thought of by themselves, by the whispers of the shaitan that whispers within themselves, by the people around them. And so that's actually not the pathway to conviction. Answering doubt and cultivating conviction are actually two separate subjects. Because if you were to live long enough to answer an endless number of doubts, notice, impossible, you just disproved the doubt. You didn't actually prove that Islam was correct and true. So it would actually never get you there. And so it's a ruse. And so what do? You look for the reasons why Islam is true fundamentally. And then any sort of challenge in understanding something about Islam, you can look at it from a place of security now and say, Islam is true for very good reasons. I get an answer to this doubt right now, or next year, or on the day of judgment, I won't lose sleep over it. So the best defense is a good offense. So that's the second reason. The third reason is that many times we are in a state of conviction, rightfully so, but we're not able to justify that conviction to others who have doubts. And you know, articulating to people a view that is not in the ether, that is not dominant popular culture, requires investing our time and effort in it. You know, it's natural for people to believe in a supreme being and have conviction that there is a creator. And many people who claim to even be atheists, it's just like a placeholder. Like, I cannot prove God exists per se, but deep down inside, push come to shove, it's there. But to accept that God specifically chose a particular individual and communicated with them to speak on his behalf, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this can be a challenge for some people. And so it does require rational justifications. And so I hope that in this course, we can refine our craft and our narrative. I pray that it will be something that is intellectually satisfying, a thought-provoking, thought-challenging, compelling discussion that brings together some of the best appreciated proofs and most Quranically indicated proofs for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam being, not because of blind faith, not because of wishful thinking, undeniably, demonstrably, you can demonstrate how he was for sure, beyond the shadow of any reasonable doubt. For any person that's being honest and who's not a captive of radical skepticism or cynicism, that he must have been the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll go through seven of those proofs, inshallah, in this course to strengthen our faith, to protect ourselves from any doubts that may be attempting to infiltrate our walls, and to also enable us to better disseminate and share and invite others to that. So make sure you do sign up for the course, bi'idhnillah, at the link, and may Allah accept from us and you and allow it to be a weekend whose fruits we celebrate together when we meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen.